This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we considered the faith struggle seen in the women described in Mark 16. Now let's focus on the disciples. They heard Jesus' repeated promise that he would be killed, but rise from the dead on the third day. What they didn't want to hear, that he would be killed, kept them from hearing what they surely wanted to experience, that he would rise again. The record says they were mourning and weeping. When Mary Magdalene shared that she had seen him alive, Mark 16:11 says, they did not believe it. When two others came and said Jesus appeared to them, they did not believe them either. Finally, in verse 14, it says, Jesus appeared to the 11 as they were eating. He rebuked them for their lack of faith and their stubborn refusal to believe those who had seen him after he had risen. This double rebuke focused on the fact that they didn't believe him to keep his promise. After he gave them further reason to believe through the reports from those who saw the risen Christ, they still stubbornly refused to believe. Jesus indicates we should believe because of what he promised in the Scriptures. Secondly, we should believe the witness of others who have met the Savior. That should always be the order. What has God said? Then, what have others reported? Too often, people put faith in what others say without checking whether it corresponds to what God said. The final authority is what God says. But God often uses the witness of others to get our attention and lead us to what God says. Once you've heard clearly, believe and you will be saved. That's what God said in Mark 16:16.